The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And good morning. It's 8 a.m. Central Time, Wednesday, February 22nd, 2023. So glad you could join us for this segment. A lot of you have been, like we did, ordered sugar to fiber, and you got the ebooks. If we had your email address, and you've got to remember, we've got to have your email, because we created the ebooks according to what Frank Davis has told us, to educate people. Anybody that's on a health journey, in order to teach the foundations of metabolic health. The two ebooks we are sending people when they give us a valid email address is What is Glucose and How Can I Control It? And The Power of Enzymes for Good Health. Now, this, of course, has sparked more questions. Of course, we told you that we were going to get Frank Davis back on the show, and sure enough, here he is. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you, David?
I'm doing great, but at least I'm not doing what you're doing, which is shoveling snow.
Oh, boy. We had a ton of it overnight.
Well, welcome, Winter Storm Olive. Yeah, well, that's what they're saying. The Minneapolis is holy, you know what, is going to rain down on them, and it won't be in the form of hellfire and brimstone. It'll be a lot of the white stuff mixed with ice. So this is a bad one that's supposedly coming through, according to the National Weather Service. And hopefully you're only going to have to shovel snow once. I would think most people right now, they have that handy dandy snowblower out there. Are you out there manually shoveling the drive, or how's that work?
No, I use a snowblower. It was too deep for manual.
Wow. How deep would you say it was?
It's a good 10 inches.
That's, and is it still coming down?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. you said it all, Frank. You said it all. Now, we move on. And here again, ladies and gentlemen, it's education time. This is not an infomercial, all right? We gave you the ebooks when you ordered, and you gave us a valid email address. Now, I'm going to open the phone lines up, 844-769-2944, and let you call in and ask questions of Frank Davis about sugar to fiber and anything else that matters. Now, here's the thing. We talked about it last week on the show, and already we have questions coming in from people that we're going to throw at Frank right now, because I know Frank's got answers to them. These are not difficult questions. And Frank, obviously, while we cannot give you medical advice and go outside the realm of what the FDA says we can and cannot say or claim, we've sold a lot of sugar to fiber all of a sudden. And it's like people are asking, do we need still to take additional enzymes if we're taking sugar to fiber? That's question number one.
No. The sugar to fiber is a complete blend of all the plant digestive enzymes, inclusive of the patented enzyme that breaks down the hard-to-break-down proteins like gluten and dairy proteins. So you do not need other enzymes. And you will notice a difference in terms of your digestive health.
Now, I'm just wondering, because, see, when you came out with this product a few months ago, you went out and you started handing it out to everybody in your family and friends and people you knew and asked them to try it. And you came up with a story the last time we were on about the woman who had the blood sugar level at 270, had brought it down to 150. And I forgot to ask you, how soon after she started taking the product did that blood sugar level come down? Was it immediately, or did she have to do several doses for that to happen?
The interesting thing, again, you might not remember, this was my sister-in-law. and she is candidly, admittedly so from her, morbidly obese. And when I asked her what her average reading was, she takes it about three times a day. It was 270. And I went, and this was a Sunday evening. The very next evening, Monday evening, she calls my wife, her sister, and we're sitting in the den together. My wife puts it on speakerphone, and her sister proceeds to tell her that she took that Monday, that beginning of the morning, for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, two capsules for each meal, before each meal. I told her to take them about a half hour to an hour before the meal. And it was literally that day, the very day that she read it, when her daughter had, she called just after her daughter took her glucose reading, it was 150, which she said had not, when I asked her, how long has it been since you had a reading like that? She said, it's been a long, long, long time ago. And she was talking years, not months.
That is amazing. And see, one day, folks. Now, if you are out there and you just got your sugar to fiber and you've been following the instructions and you've been taking it, just like what Frank said, I want you to get on the phone right now and call us at 844-769-2944 and let us know if you've been doing blood sugar readings and what you found out. We need to hear from you about this stuff. This is pretty revolutionary. You don't have to buy additional enzymes because it's all loaded up with that. And if what he says is true, we should be getting phone calls from people. And the bigger thing is we were talking about type 1, type 2 of diabetes. Can this be taken if you're on diabetic medication, Frank?
Oh, yes. I mean, it's digestive enzymes. It's designed to, again, break down the food. It just happens to have, in this one, the patent-pending enzyme that converts sugar, 50 to 90% of the sugar that comes in any form, whether it's starch, whether it's, table sugar, whatever, 50 to 90% of that to dietary insoluble fiber in the gut. That acts as a prebiotic, and it really promotes gut health, which is critical today.
Right. See, and I know that, it's like my mom was taking metformin when she was alive. And after reading about what metformin does to the kidneys, I'm just like, or the liver. I'm like, no, I don't think so. And I actually took her off it. And it didn't really matter that much. The woman lived to be 95 years old. So it's not like, it was one of these things that when her doctor, actually, who was treating her, and he's an internist, internal medicine specialist that deals in elderly. And he's like, I take metformin. And I'm like, oh, God. And the thing is that she was in hospice. They took her off all 16 of her medications, and she got better. She got better to the point where it's like, you're not dying. You have to go home now. Here's a bill for $625 for the 6 days you were in hospice. And I'm like, wait a minute. What do you mean she's not dead? No, we took her off all her meds, and we gave her a little Ativan to help calm her down, to relieve the anxiety, because when you're dying, obviously your anxiety levels are up there. But all the rest of her drugs are gone, and all of a sudden her entire body just stabilized. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, big pharma, this should tell you something. So, that's why I ask about diabetic medication. Is it possible? Because that's my follow-up to this. Is it possible, Frank, that you could literally just ditch the diabetic medication if all of a sudden your blood sugar is where it's supposed to be?
Well, obviously, I think that's the plan. And I'm like you. I mean, I am not a big fan of the pharmaceutical approach. I believe that I'm a firm believer that you give your body the right nutrients. Enzymes is one of those critical nutrients that's deficient in our diet, that your body will respond and work miracles for you. From my perspective, you can't patent foods, obviously. And, they find, the pharmaceutical industry finds some form of, you know, something in foods that does the job in reality and finds a chemical way to try and reproduce the chemical structure of it so they can patent it. You know, that's what is done with aspirin. That's done with other things. It's a white part, bark, quill bark, you know. So, again, like you, I'm a firm believer is give your body the right nutrients with no side effects. The only side effect you will have taking enzymes is improved digestive health and some of the other benefits that are going to be associated with reducing the caloric intake, with creating fiber into the in the gut. It's a plant enzyme that is designed to function in the body the way God intended it to. So
can those that are hypoglycemic, can they take this product as well?
Yes. But again, you know, if they're having, you know, if they're at a low blood sugar level, you know, again, I would just monitor it. But the idea of this is it's going to do what is best for the body. It's only going to use, it's only going to convert the sugar that is not utilized by the body for energy. So, you know, the biggest problem is we consume way too much. Therefore, our body it triggers the release of insulin in our body. The insulin forces the glucose out of the blood into the cells and stores it as fat. You know, because it can't utilize it. You cannot lose weight when you have these spikes in your glucose level and insulin is released into the bloodstream.
So. Frank, these articles have been coming out lately. Again, Mercola has been putting out stuff, and it's like, look, come on, you're singing to the choir here, Dr. Joe. You're sitting there telling everybody that ultra-processed foods actually show an increase, according to studies, show an increase in breast cancer and ovarian cancer and most types of minor cancers. People just continue to... But they go, it's like ding-dongs, ho-hos. I can sit down and polish off a whole bag of Cheetos in one sitting, and I'm like, this is what I'm talking about, ultra-processed foods, folks. This is the stuff that, you know, you should not be eating. People, it's once you're hooked on that stuff, I mean, they put chemicals and junk in these ultra-processed foods to make you want more of them. And people, it's just, you know, while we're not preaching to the choir with everybody here, there's still people that are addicted to these things. And I got to wonder if sugar to fiber counteracts what you eat in all this ultra-processed junk.
Well, obviously, all processed foods and any foods that are cooked past 118 degrees kills the enzymes in the food. All food in their raw state have enzymes designed to break it down so the body can utilize it. So we are significantly deficient in the enzymes, and then it forces the body to draw upon your metabolic enzymes. So it's robbing it, in essence, from enzymes that have other functions, whether it be in the muscles or the brain or the immune system or whatever. I think I've made the statement, every bodily function requires enzymatic action, requires enzyme. From blinking to thinking, it requires it. So if you are, in essence, taking those enzymes away from some function that they were designed for to break down the food, it's going to have an impact on your health, your immune system. It suppresses it to a certain degree during that time. You're more susceptible to, you know, infection or whatever. So, yes, it's critical if you are eating processed foods and cooked foods exclusively that you give your body those enzymes to support the digestive process and help your body function the way it was designed to function.
Okay, now the other thing, because we're talking about what goes on in the stomach, because that is where the basic digestive process starts. I mean, the buccal cavity, which is our medical term for your mouth, stuff goes in there, it goes down your esophagus into your stomach. It passes your cardiac sphincter. Yes, folks, there is more than one sphincter than that which is in the White House. There is a sphincter in the joint where the base of the esophagus meets the top of the stomach. And then the I had to throw that in there, Frank. The bigger issue for those who are taking PPIs, protein pump inhibitors, what's that doing to the enzymatic balance of the stomach acid? And could this possibly replace people who are taking junk like Tagamet and all this other stuff?
Well, again, you know, I don't want to give people, quote, medical advice.
Listen
to your body. But if you're asking me, if you give the body, you know, things that it is missing and needs, such as enzymes, because we are deficient in them on our diet, they will notice a lot of differences that take place in their body. And do I believe that if we give our body the proper nutrients, that, you know, if they are on certain meds to address conditions that probably are caused by our diet in a large part, there's no question. I think they would see that they might be able to get off some of those meds. And, yeah. You know, I'm 76 years old. I haven't taken as much as an aspirin in 25 years.
Wow. Well, I mean, you come on, Frank. I mean, you got a leg up on all of us because you're at the forefront of all this.
But my point being is, you know, I was a sickly kid. I had health issues all growing up. I had all of the childhood diseases. I was very immune deficient. I had pneumonia twice, hepatitis twice, I ended up with chronic fatigue syndrome. I had all this stuff. And that's what really catapulted me into saying, I got to find a solution. I am, you know, I'm what I call a wannabe athlete. So,
Frank, you're a handsome looking guy. You're 76 years old. You go out and play golf and you're not afraid to go out and fire up a snowblower. I mean, really? I mean, if people saw you and you've been on camera with us before, people saw you, they would go, wait a minute, he's 76. You got to be kidding me. You know, because most people when they're 76, they're like trying to get their second wind. And you don't sound like that. So.
Well, I'm honestly healthier at 76 than I was at 46.
And, amazing.
And it all is because of what I discovered in terms of, you know, the adage, you know, let food be your medicine and medicine be your food. But finding the right nutrients to give your body and as we're talking about today, enzymes are one of the most critical things that we need that are missing. When we were born, we basically have a reserve, a capability of producing enzymes. It's a limited lifetime reserve, so to speak, of ability to produce enzymes. And they have all these different functions because, as I said, every bodily function requires enzymes. And if we are diverting because of our diet and forcing our body to draw upon that reserve that is a limited reserve, by the time we are, quote, in my age bracket, you know, we are having all these digestive issues, digestive problems, but it creates all sorts of other problems. And when we tie that into our fluctuating glucose levels, you know, spiking when we eat and stuff, they're tying in almost everything you can think of is associated with the lack of our glucose control in our body is wreaking havoc on our health. Everything from, you know, diabetes is one of them, sir, but it is just one of many problems associated with out-of-control glucose levels and this roller coaster of spikes that we're doing every day based on our eating and our lack of enzymes and our ability to control that glucose level.
Well, now what I'm really going to be interested in hearing is, because your sister-in-law is taking sugar to fiber now and her blood sugar level is dropping, do I anticipate the possibility that she may call you at one point and say, I've lost a bunch of weight?
Yes. I mean, I know
it's a yes or no question, but I'm kind of like, wait a minute. One thing leads to another. And if you're burning off all this stuff and you're putting all these good enzymes in your body and you're reducing the calories from sugars by 50 to 90%, and you're getting an increase in dietary fiber and it's digesting proteins, fats, and carbs, I would think that there's got to be some sort of end result as far as weight loss.
Well, I think that's just, basically an obvious answer in terms of, as you say, if you're reducing your caloric intake because you're converting 50 to 90% of the sugar to fiber, which does not, you know, which reduces that, eliminates that caloric intake, you're creating fiber, insoluble fiber, that basically create satiety. You do not have the hunger pangs, etc. That is definitely going to be an end result. Now, I have other people on it. I've got two employees on it that are tracking it. One of them has glucose monitor, the other doesn't. But both of them, one told me in the first 7 days he lost 6 pounds. The other one told me he lost 4 pounds in the first 5 days of taking it. So that was kind of a sidebar. But, yes.
It's a good sidebar.
People are going to notice that.
Yeah, it's a good sidebar, though, isn't it?
Yeah, no question.
Yeah, well, so, and see, this is the thing. This is why I wanted people, if you've gotten sugar to fiber and you've been taking it, I want you to call the show. I'm serious. So I don't care if you're a first-time caller. If you called up and you ordered it and you have the means of getting on the phone and calling us now at 844-769-2944 and telling us what's going on in your world, I would love to hear about it. Because obviously it adds to people's curiosity. And we've been scammed so many times on mainstream media with all of this garbage. And I mean, Big Pharma pays for all these ads. You can't get into one commercial break in between any mainstream media show without somebody pelting you with, ask your doctor if this medicine is right for you. And now we're all there self-medicating, self-diagnosing. This is just crap that they're feeding us. And, you know, the stuff is synthetically produced. This stuff is all natural, right?
Absolutely. It's all plant-based enzymes.
Wow, that was direct. I know. And see, the thing is people are asking these questions, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, you basically developed sugar to fiber and tested it for years before putting it out. People who have not heard about this program and sugar to fiber, there is some confusion, and I've had people ask me, you were on the show talking previously about the recommended dosage and when to take it versus what is actually on the bottle, because some people are asking, well, do I take it with a meal? Do I take it before the meal? Do I take it a half an hour before the meal? How does that regimen work?
Well, you know, everybody is a little different. And then what, we have found by tracking it with a glucose monitor that if you take it prior to a meal, you know, up to an hour prior to a meal, that it minimizes or eliminates the glucose spike that you would normally get and keeps it fairly level. If you take it at the exact same time that you eat, you might get a spike. It'll come down fairly quickly because it takes a little bit for that enzyme to start get into your bloodstream and then into your gut and do what it's supposed to do. You know, we recommend between 1 and 2 prior to a meal. And the 1 and 2 depends on what you're eating and the order in which you're eating. So they have there's been studies showing that if you eat protein and some healthy fats as a precursor to eating any dessert or anything like that, or pasta, you know, starches, et cetera, that will minimize the blood glucose spike. If you go on a brisk walk, a 10-minute walk immediately after you eat, that also will minimize the spike. So if you're doing certain things in terms of your diet and eating foods, then I would say one would do it. If you're eating raw foods associated with that, you know, a nice salad and some, then I would not... you wouldn't have the same issue as if you were eating a Thanksgiving dinner. Obviously, a Thanksgiving dinner or anything like that it's all cooked, all processed, I would take 2 of them with every meal. I personally, you know, I take my complete essentials in the morning, which has all the enzymes except for the sugar-to-fiber enzyme. But it's basically all... you know, it has all the enzymes, so I don't take it in the morning. If I have a nice big salad for lunch, I might not even take it for then. But if I go home and have a nice cooked meal, I take 2 of them.
Okay, so the thing is, yeah, 2 of them prior to, depending on what you're eating. Now, the thing is in the morning, most people are eating protein like eggs and bacon or something like that. We made a quiche last night. We spent the night baking before we went to bed, and we made a quiche out of peppers, onions, and ham. And, of course, we have all these chickens, and so we're, you know, we have 3 dozen eggs in our inventory at any given moment. But, you know, nothing like farm fresh eggs, and you know where they're coming from. They're not commercially produced. And so, you know, the yolks look different, and they're better, and it's a lot of protein. And so, generally, we might be able to get away with, since we're eating not ultra processed stuff, but we might be able to get away with just taking 1. But you know, it's good to know that if you take it an hour before, I mean, even your PPIs, they tell you to take it 30 minutes before because you have to be able to digest. And the capsule that this, you know, non-GMO vegan friendly NSF certified capsule you're taking with the sugar to fiber has to have a chance to dissolve in the system. So anyway, well, it's been interesting here, Frank. We could come back and talk more if you think we've covered everything. What do you think? Have we covered everything?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I've got a lot of information. If you need it, you just let me know.
All right, well, tell you what. Let's have you come back after the break. We'll talk to Frank Davis after the break. Stay with us here on the Power Hour.
20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle Dew products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle Dew skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle Dew moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle Dew products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we are back at 32 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time, Wednesday, February 22nd, 2023. We got a major snowstorm forming up in the north central portion of the United States. Minneapolis predicted to get record snowfall. That is also along with high winds and ice. It's going to make driving treacherous. We want to say a little prayer out there for Troy, who's a trucker. He's got no heat in the cab. I'm surprised, Troy, that I know you're listening, and I'm surprised that your company has not addressed this issue. I mean, it's not that big a deal to try to fix a heater in the truck, but we're praying for you that you don't get stranded out there. He's one of our longtime listeners and supporters at the Power Mall, and so we appreciate your calling and letting us know to put you on our prayer list. So we want to pray for your safety while you're out there on the roads delivering product in your, the name of your son, Yeshua. Amen. Can I get an amen out there? Thank you, folks. Got to say a little prayer for Troy and all the truckers out there that are trying to move goods from the plant to market. Frank Davis is with us, and we have been talking about sugar to fiber. Many of you have ordered this. Many of you have just gotten it. And you're all kind of like, well, if you got questions, this is one of the reasons why we had Frank back on, because so many people are ordering it. It is a patent pending product. People are very anxious, especially those who have been diagnosed with maybe pre type 2. And they're kind of like wondering whether or not this is going to do any good for them. In the meantime, we've had a caller. Because they don't want to come on the air, Frank, believe it or not. I just, you know, it's okay, folks. You're just talking to us. We're having a conversation, and you have, and this is the thing about freedom of speech. It's okay to hear your own voice on the radio. Just got to remember that we do work on a delayed system, so when you call into the show, turn your radio down if you happen to be listening to us on Rents or any other of the networks, or internet or on our website, turn your volume down before you start talking to us so that you can just listen through the phone. And you're just talking to us. It's like you're calling up asking a legitimate question. There's nothing wrong with that. But one of the callers called up and asked Todd, our board op, if this will also work on sugar from sodas. I know a lot of people are just hooked on diet stuff.
It'll work on any form of sugar, whether it's in soda or coming from a starch, potatoes, pasta, breads. As your body converts any of that and breaks down sugar, what it normally breaks it down into is glucose and fructose. What this is doing is breaking it into fiber and glucose and fructose, and converting, as I mentioned before, approximately 50 to 90% of that sugar in whatever form it comes in into insoluble fiber in the gut.
Okay. Another question that I just got texted to me, what does the sugar to fiber have in it that the regular digestive enzymes don't?
Well, basically, and let me explain it this way. As I said, all these are plant digestive enzymes, and they discovered that a plant, as it grows, there's enzyme action that creates, takes the starch in the plant, and it converts it to sugar as it grows because it needs that energy. But as it is growing, it also has an enzyme that converts that same sugar or starch into fiber to give it the ability to grow without bending. You know, it gives it the fibers in there to keep it straight and tall as it's growing. And this enzyme, actually, I think I mentioned last time I was on the show, Harvard University was approached by Kraft Heinz Foods. Had a goal to eliminate 60,000 tons of sugar in the foods that they produce, and they were looking for a science-supported sugar alternative that they could do that. What they didn't want to do was alter the mouthfeel and the taste that sugar creates. Well, the division of Harvard University had discovered the same enzyme in foods, and they are now in the process of doing testing on that. But they talk about how revolutionary it is and how it will impact. In the article that I read from Harvard University, said, you know, it will be a godsend for the approximately 34 point some odd million type 2 diabetics in the country, because it will help them with controlling their glucose levels. So did I answer your question? What did you ask now?
No, I'm serious. We were just wondering if it's different from other enzyme products that are out there.
Yeah, and so it is, I mean, every enzyme, there's so many different enzymes that have their respective functions, whether it be, convert protease to break down protein, or amylase to break down sugars, or lipase that breaks down fats, lactase that breaks down lactose. All of these, there's many different enzymes. This is an enzyme that basically, as I mentioned, they discovered in plants that converts sugar to fiber in the plant so that it keeps these fibers, enable the plant to grow tall without breaking and bending over. And so they basically take that and they replicate what nature does by a fermentation process to create these, because all enzymes are live. they are active, and that's how we produce them on a more of a commercial scale. They just replicate what nature does and reproduce them. But they are live enzymes from plants.
Right. We were just wondering specifically how it's different from, like, say, the OptiVita digestive enzyme that we already carry. That's what we're alluding to.
It's a separate enzyme that has a separate function. Like the enzymes in the OptiVita, you know, has protease, has amylase, has lipase, has lactase, has a patented enzyme that breaks down gluten, called glutenase. And so this is a separate added enzyme that we call sugar to fiber that breaks down. When it's breaking down that sugar, it breaks it down to fructose and to fiber versus glucose and fiber.
All right. Now, this is going to bring up another question because of the fact that all of a sudden my thought process is working and it's like, okay, we're taking sugar to fiber. Is it necessary to supplement it with the other enzyme? Or do we just, you know, that's the question a lot of people are asking. Well, do I need to buy both bottles? I mean, I'm on a fixed budget now. I need to buy something.
It has the same, you know, overall blend as the original enzyme blend, but it has the added enzyme, patented pending enzyme, sugar to fiber in there. So it's going to break down all the proteins, the carbohydrates, the fats. It's going to give you the same enzymatic action to break down the gluten, the hard to break down dairy proteins, but it's also going to convert that percentage of the sugar you consume to dietary fiber. It's just an added enzyme to the entire blend.
Right. And that's the thing. The follow-up was, is there anything that digestive enzymes have that's not in sugar to fiber, and should people take both or just take sugar to fiber? And it appears like what you're saying is, it really, with this revolutionary new breakthrough that you've got, sugar to fiber really is all that's necessary to take instead of the enzyme that most people have been taking.
The other enzyme blend I had, we did have some of the probiotics, but I have a separate probiotic blend called Immunoprobiotic that also aids in digestion and gut health. But in terms of the enzymes, I've just basically separated them now so that for pure enzyme breaking down foods, converting the sugar to fiber, it's all in the new sugar to fiber blend.
Right. And see, and the thing is, too, is the Power Mall, which, you know, sells a lot of OptiVita products, is looking at this and going, OK, we want to know what the consumers, which is, this is one of the reasons we're looking for testimonials, folks, because Power Mall and the Power Hour, we listen to what our listeners are saying, which is why we'd like testimonials. And obviously, you know, since we just got sugar to fiber in, a lot of people are just now getting it in the mail, and they're just now starting to take it. And so that kind of explains why we haven't had a deluge of phone calls of people saying, hey, I take this and I love it. Now, it may be a week or two before we start getting testimonials on this, but in the meantime, we're wondering, and I would be if I was operating the Power Mall, do we really beef up on our stocks of sugar to fiber? Because apparently they're flying off the shelves. I mean, we just got two bottles in the mail of it ourselves, and we're taking it. So, you know, we're wondering what we should overload on or what we shouldn't overload on, because if people are loving sugar to fiber and it's actually doing what everything that it's claimed to be doing at this point, without violating FDA rules, I really think the government is full of it when it comes to sitting there telling us what we can and cannot take. If it's working, it's working. It's working better than Big Pharma. And that is so contradictory to the FDA's narrative. It's not even funny, but, you know, we run a business here because that's how we're surviving. And if everybody's ordering sugar to fiber, then we got to order more of that to meet the demand, right?
Well, you know, if you're looking for a testimonial, if you want, I'll read you some excerpts of one that I got, one of the individuals sent me.
That's always good, you know, because, I mean, the company itself is getting testimonials, and that says a lot. So go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, and I know this individual, and he wrote me, he said, "Dear Frank, thank you for introducing me to this life-changing, life-saving enzyme that has had an immediate," and he put that in caps, "effect to improving my quality of life. He said, I've been a type 2 diabetic for over 33 years. I love to eat all types of food. So it goes without saying that my blood sugar, when I am bad, can climb to well over 250.
Yeah.
But not since I found the miracle enzyme called that you introduced me to, Sugar to Fiber." And he said, "First, I saw immediate results the first day that I took them. I took 2 in the morning and waited to eat breakfast. After breakfast, my blood sugar numbers was a mere 125, parentheses, amazing for me after a meal. Usually this would have been between 165 to 185. I then took another capsule before eating dinner, and I was amazed that my blood sugar came in at just 111. After dinner, that normal level of carbohydrates, I could not believe it was real. I'm able to repeat this high spiking sugar levels each of the 8 days that I have been taking them. Each of those days have been the same as the last, and I am ecstatic. You see, I am a kind of, quote, show me kind of guy. If the enzyme had not effectively worked, I would have stopped taking it and given up as another gimmick type sugar blocking item that they are on the market, that are on the market." So he went through and he basically said, second, you know, he listed 4 things that he said, "In conclusion, there was a time I wish I could have control one of the 4 items listed above, but not only can I have one, but all of them. I feel like I've won the lottery." He basically, you know, he talked about, he said, "Third, my mental state is much better. Without the high peaks in sugar blood, I have much better control and balance in my life. This aids my improved mood, rested by mind, body, and overall health. I'm much more calm and can think better." And he talked about even having this heavy bloating in his belly when you go to bed at night. And he said, "Made my sleeping very uncomfortable. Couldn't even think of trying to lay on my stomach in bed." And he said, "Now I have no such issue and have no issue since starting Sugar to Fiber. I wake in the morning feeling good, rested, refreshed. Not only do I feel refreshed, but I feel fully rested and energized. Gone is the sluggishness and discomfort from bloating. I now fall asleep immediately and have, after my head hits the pillow." But anyway, this was an unsolicited, you know, he's a regular customer of OptiVita Health, and he takes this stuff, and he came in one day, and one of my employees said, "You got to try this." And and that was the letter I got back literally a week later.
That's amazing. And so, you know, here again, folks, this is somebody who, now obviously this guy is not from Missouri, because that's a show me state.
Where he's from.
Oh, my goodness. No kidding. Show me. All
he's
right.
He's from Missouri, but he actually.
Wow. Yeah. How did we connect on that one? You said he's a show me kind of guy, and I'm like, must be from Missouri. If you're from Missouri, they know, because you'll say Missouri, not Missouri, because then they'll say, you're not from around here, are you? Because you would say Missouri, because that's what people from the show me state refer to it as. So I got to love it that you got something from somebody that has that, because so many people, seeing is believing, not believing is seeing. And so I'm glad, you know, and see, this is the thing, when you put your faith in God and natural plant-based stuff that God puts on this earth to eat and consume to keep you healthy, instead of big pharma and the government. I mean, it's like night and day, having stuff like this in your diet. And the thing is about fiber, does that not help you to feel more full so you don't eat as much?
Absolutely. I mean, if you ever have, you know, a so to speak, a weight loss regimen supplement, they will always add fiber to it because that creates satiety. So if you're converting, you know, 50 to 90% of the sugar you intake into a dietary fiber, you know, that's one of the benefits. It is going to create satiety. It gives you that full feeling, so you're not constantly saying, I'm still hungry. Because what happens, you know, when we're eating what I call a basic American diet that is devoid of nutrients, your body recognizes it's not getting the nutrients it needs. And it in essence, says, nice try. I didn't get anything out of it. Keep it coming. So it's trying to extract out of those foods the nutrients it needs to support all the bodily functions. But they're not there, so there's no satiety. When you nourish your body on a cellular level, you know, where you have true nutrients that get into the body, then that creates satiety. The other thing that creates satiety is fiber. When you have fiber in your gut, you know, it creates that full feeling, so you are not hungry. So the optimal thing would give your body the right nutrients and also give it the fiber.
I got to look at the other end of the equation, though, Frank. When you're talking about fiber, and the other end of the equation I'm talking about is what happens at the end of the digestive process, because there's a lot of people out there that have issues with constipation. Is it because we have an imbalance of enzymes in the system?
Well, that's one of the causes, no question. You know, but any type of digestive problems in terms of reactions to food, whether it be a lactose intolerant, whether it be gluten sensitive, whether it be acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, all of these different digestive issues are tied into the fact that we don't have the proper enzymatic action happening in our digestive process. The other thing is the imbalance in the gut of good and bad bacteria. You know, I use the example of you know, I don't know how it is where you're at, but around here on a holiday, if you were going to a national park and you wanted to find a you know, a parking spot in there, you know, it's impossible. So you just keep on going to the next, you go through the drive through the park and go to the next place to try and find something. In a way, that's kind of like how our gut is, our intestines, with the bacteria. Bacteria will find these cavities in our gut and they populate, they reproduce, and they basically fill those, so to speak, parking spots. So when bad bacteria is coming, if all those slots are filled, they just have to pass right on through. There's no place to set up house and park and reproduce. So when you fill your gut with the good bacteria, then, you know, the bacteria can't take hold. So, you know, that's one of the things, along with digestive enzymes, is having, you know, good bacteria constantly to keep that gut health. All of those combined will significantly help in your digestive issues, any of the potential problems you're having with, be it constipation or any of those type of issues, are all tied to, I believe, primarily to enzymes and probiotics.
Wow. See, and this is the bad thing about the reality of all this is the average American consumes about 30 teaspoons of sugar per day, or about 500 calories, five times higher than recommended, more than any other country. And we already know what the list of health issues is, like weight gain, fatigue, because as you explained, Frank, you just keep wanting to eat more. And this is one way. Sugar to fiber is the way to stop a lot of this. And we're talking about mood swings, cancer, diabetes, all of this stuff, folks. you haven't been paying attention for the last hour, share this with your friends. Go listen to it again. We're talking some serious stuff here. This is not an infomercial. We never, ever, ever want to bring this kind of thing out. We talk about the science here and what it means to people. And once you understand this, it makes it a lot easier to, you know, to use a cliche here, to stomach. But that's where this all is happening, folks. And that's why we have Sugar Fiber at the Power Mall. We're out of time for today. Frank Davis, thanks so much for coming back on the show and elaborating more on this and giving your testimony. We love it. Sugar to Fiber at the Power Mall, folks. Power Mall is now open, by the way. Time to take advantage of the discounts and get it while it's hot. Until tomorrow for our Thursday edition, Dave Krieger with the Power Mall and the Power Hour, saying thank you so much. God bless you and God bless the United States of America, despite the condition it's in. See you tomorrow.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD, or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.